Right now, the revenue department can't collect sales taxes from companies that don't have a physical presence, like stores or a headquarters in Wisconsin. Many online retailers, catalogs, and home shopping shows on cable don't charge state sales taxes. The streamlined sales tax would change that. State Revenue Secretary Roger Ervin included the proposal in his budget request to the governor. It's the fourth time it's been done, but the legislature has never passed a bill allowing for the change. Ervin says the streamlined sales tax would modernize Wisconsin's tax collection system.
We're not being fair to anyone in the state if we don't continue to evolve our tax system to meet the market demands. The second issue is related to equity, and that's really the idea of any tax, is to make sure that you can pay what you have the ability to pay.
Supporters of the streamlined sales tax initiative include members of the Wisconsin Merchants Federation. Chris Tackett is the group's president. He says that state lawmakers should step up to protect what he calls Main Street merchants who do collect sales taxes.
Because they're the ones who support Little League Baseball, they're the ones who support all the local charities, they're the ones that pay property taxes, yet these internet salespeople do not do any of that.
There is a national effort to push Congress to pass a streamlined sales tax program, but it can also be done on a state-by-state basis. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.